Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. What is this idiot doing?
KFMC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Please stop talking.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books. Still two to go. It is the big show on ESPN 97.5, The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on a Tuesday. Way back Wednesday, still up for discussion, but we've kicked around some ideas, and you guys have come up with some good ones as well. Chris Householder and others. So
what happened?
Chris Householder said songs you hear in a gay bar.
Oh, yeah. That is a good one. I was going to read that. I have a bunch of texts to
Nick get
to. Nick
will get his list in first.
And, yeah.
So y'all know. I don't want to hear any sensitivity complaints from you, either one of you.
All he's got to do is just pull up the spot.
You've been busting our chops.
Exactly.
You call me a clown.
Exactly. So don't be upset.
Who?
When I make fun of you guys.
Who?
Because you guys upset? Have these on-air call-outs and little spats when you guys get all upset. Don't act like y'all don't. Don't even act like y'all don't. Don't even give me that look and act like y'all don't.
Boy, it's one of those days.
Yeah.
A couple of texts to get to. Somebody said, I have the stairs at the bed and a doggy door to my master bedroom.
I'm not looking forward
a
to those
A doggy door on the bedroom
That's
door?
A little excessive. Just leave the door open.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't get that.
Well, I guess I'm not going to read any text making fun of Nick. He's obviously not
in
the mood today.
I'll read it. Which one? I'll read it for you.
I just dropped my dog off at the doggy neurologist to have an MRI and spinal tap. $3,200.
You people already know what an ACL costs after I went through all that. So that doesn't surprise me in the least.
That was from Kelly in Clear Lake. They said, good luck with your fur baby. I hate that word, by the way.
You do?
Fur baby. And that and forever home, I... drives me insane.
Okay. Good to know. Nick, work
somebody,
those into the rotation.
Somebody texted, hey, Barry, glad to have you in. How was divorce court? Nope. I was not in divorce court this morning, okay? That is not what happened. Yeah, there's Householder songs. Hey, fellas, I'm not sure if y'all have done this before, but what about artists that only begin with the letters E, S, P, or N? I kind of like that. That's not bad at all. Or what if you had to use two?
See, and you're going to go with all these technicalities to try and get Nick and I disqualified, too.
Yeah,
so.
I'm just going
to
let him pick the way back Wednesday thing. I'm not even going to say anything, I swear. I'm not even going to pick
so
the
So, like,
thing.
He picks it, right? And if you and Nick, you put salt and pepper on there. He'd be like, technically, no, because the first name is S, salt, but P is for pepper. That wouldn't work.
And then I'm disqualified.
No, that would be because E-S-P-N, that would be perfect. Salt and pepper if you had to use two.
All right, bad example.
Nope, that was a perfect example. New addition. Huh? What, guys?
New Edition would be, there's a fantastic list of songs you could get from New Edition.
Yeah, Mr. Telephone Man could have been 2 weeks in a row if my list would have been approved.
I would have been
instead,
all over it. I would have been all over it.
I do like using the letters, though. Hey, Barry, B-E-R-R-Y, and delete. y'all surely got fans here in Cut and Shoot. Me and my sister listen every day. No.
Why did you say it like
Paul
that?
Already
if I'm the one that's the mean guy towards Cut and Shoot, why'd you read it like that, sir?
Read it like what?
You put that little twang to it.
Well, because Paul already called. He can't text too, right?
Was that racist?
I'm just saying.
Howdy, y'all. Like, you can't. It's a text.
Cut and shoot text all the time. You've never read it like that before.
Because Paul already called. So we know that he called. He can't call back. He's got to use the text
buckets.
Line.
Eating buckets.
And what'd he call you?
I need to Google that.
Old what?
I don't know. I need to Google eating buckets.
He called you
that?
Old boy?
Is that on? Yeah, old boy.
Old boy.
I need to look up what does eating buckets mean.
I got a cat eating buckets. Drool coming out both sides of his mouth.
There is eatingbuckets.com, which is life on a 1901 island farmstead.
Cut and shoot.
Okay. No, cut and shoot.
Was cut and shoot
an
established in 1901?
I'm I think it was.
Then they're eating buckets.
That could be. That definitely could be. That's it. We're caught up on text for now.
Speaking of eating buckets, another one that's kind of old, Robert Kraft. They're trying to make him a little bit of a plea deal on his little strip
but
mall.
Him and like 200 people that they're offering the plea deal to. It's not just him.
It was everybody?
Yeah, it's not just him.
But we had mentioned from the start, and I had said, there's video that they say they have of him actually in the axe, but that they obviously weren't going to make it public. So now there's a catch. The prosecutors have offered a plea deal to Kraft and the 24 other men, and there's a catch. The other men would have to review the evidence and admit that they would have been proven guilty at trial. If they would do so, then they would revoke the charges.
What's the point then?
I don't know.
If you're going to just, if you're going to get off after getting off, what's the point?
Maybe the prosecution doesn't have that big of a deal.
Thanks. Or
big of a case, excuse me.
Why go through all the trouble then? Why spend the money? Because that's part of it, is you're spending taxpayer dollars to make the arrest, to process them, to put them, in the system, to do all those things, and then you just be like, all right, well, if you just say sorry, just say my bad on the way out, we'll let you go.
Here's
the
thing.
Why spend all the taxpayer money to do that? Just when you make the arrest, just be like, hey, you feel bad? Yeah, okay, you can go now.
But here's
just don't
the thing.
Waste all the money
you
for
also
the whole-
have to weigh the financials, right? Because you could say, well, I could do that, but the NFL's still coming down on me and may fine me, if you look at what they did to Ursay in Indianapolis, $500,000. As opposed to, if you fight it and or you, even if you beat it or you don't, I mean, he beats it, but I'm just saying, 100 hours of community service, screening for sexually transmitted diseases, completing a course about prostitution, and paying $5,000.
And all of that is nothing to a man
that's
like Robert
saying.
Kraft.
As opposed to $500,000.
He has to be guilty, though. For
the $500,000 is really not that big of a deal to him.
Well.
I just don't.
Wait a minute. If he's going with the $59.99 massage parlor.
That's a good point.
Maybe that is a good point. Maybe it does
He doesn't want to write a check
in.
For $500,000.
Yeah. He may even bring in a coupon from Craigslist on Tuesdays. You don't know. I mean, these are all things you got to factor in the deal.
Hey, me and these 200 people, we had this Groupon for a handy. Can I get... What kind of deal can I get on that? You don't want that one, I'll tell you right now.
I got a deal with Gillette. I can bring you guys some razors if I can get a deal for personal grooming.
I just don't understand. It just seems like much ado about nothing then at that point.
Here's the big kicker,
because,
though.
Because, look, hold on. So the big thing was Robert Kraft is at this massage parlor, which is involved in sex trafficking. And this is, there were things in the public that came out that were like, look, there's no sex trafficking if there's no Johns. If people aren't paying prostitutes at places like this, then sex trafficking starts to dwindle. Because that's the whole thing, right? Like, you're using women that have been trafficked. You're contributing to it. It's like drugs. If nobody smokes weed, guess what happens to weed sales? They go away. So at some point, they're like, oh, you know what? Maybe this is just not a big as deal as we made it out to be. And I don't think that's fair to those women. I don't think it's fair to women that are trafficked. Like, you just shouldn't just go away now because they're like, well,
but again,
it's gonna be
hassle. They probably don't have a lawyer that's lawyering up to say, oh, no, we don't want to do this because, to your point, it would completely distract everybody from what the real topic is here, which is sex trafficking.
The other 199 guys involved in this, you're right, are probably like, whoo-hoo. Yes, thank you. So I'll do the 100 hours. I'll pay the $5,000. Like, they're avoiding jail time is huge for them. In the case of Robert Kraft, though, like, you have the funds to fight it, but they're just kind of like, he's getting let off. And this sounds contradictory to a lot of the things that I say on this show, but it's almost like I want them to make an example of him.
Here's why he should
do
it.
He's the perfect example as to why you shouldn't do these things.
If Kraft accepts the deal, the videotape evidence most likely would be sealed under Florida law, meaning it would never be aired in public. That is the biggest thing that he has to make sure happens. Because if that gets out...
The video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not going away.
TMZ's got deep pockets, though. I think they can get that video if they really wanted to.
It's a much worse look if the video comes out, for sure.
Somebody will leak it for the right price. I mean, look at it. We were talking about it before the show, I think. But this Jeff Bezos deal with his mistress, who's now his girlfriend because he's getting divorced, her brother sold the text messages and all the different things from the phone to the National Enquirer for $200,000.
Wow.
So her brother cashed in on her relationship with one of the wealthiest men in the world.
Yeah.
Now, if they get married, he invited.
No, he's not.
He's out.
He's not going to the wedding for sure.
He's at the strip mall for $16.59.
Hey, sorry about all that stuff, right?
I mean, yeah, hey, that's...
I got you a nice present, though. That doesn't count now.
You didn't want another blender?
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what Robert Kraft's going to do. Because either way, the NFL's going to, with their code of conduct, they're going to come down on him either way, right?
Right.
So you're going to, and if it, like I said, if Ursay was rung up for 500 grand, you got to believe it's going to be at least that.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're probably right. I was going to say, because what if he goes through the system and does everything he's supposed to? Do they give him a break? And I don't think they will, though.
I think because, to your point, because they don't want to lose sight of what the bigger deal is. So therefore, they're going to make sure he still goes through the 100 hours of community service.
Man.
The class on prostitution is interesting, but
yeah, who's teaching that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's Stormy more about Daniels the whole sex after the comedy
tour doesn't go well. Stormy Daniels is going to teach the class.
Fake news.
It's a workshop.
Yeah.
What did you say, Nick?
Hands-on training.
It's probably more about the sex trafficking dynamic more than anything else. Like an education.
About, yeah.
It's one of those things where, you know, the NFL. Why does this keep happening to this league is something I think people have to look at. You've got players involved in domestic violence. You've got players involved in fighting women in hotel hallways. You've got owners involved in prostitution and sex trafficking rings. Like the NFL. Oh,
and don't forget what I've been talking about with Ursay. Ursay with the drugs and the driving under the influence.
But, you know, I mean, drugs is one of those things that it's not necessarily gender specific. So but my point is about the NFL is that most of the big issues that they have is about men being a-holes to women.
Domestic violence.
It's just in general. It's about men committing crimes with or against women. And this just exacerbates that. And it's just like, dude, at some point, the NFL is going to have to do something to change that. And I'm not suggesting this doesn't happen in baseball. I'm not suggesting that it hasn't happened in basketball where you've had players
MMA,
abuse their everywhere. Wives. It happens everywhere. But it just seems to be compounding, you know, itself in the NFL.
With Joel's logic, too, I kind of get what he's saying in terms of the fine. If Ursay gets $500,000, you would expect a case with Robert Kraft dealing with, you know, a brothel would be worse, but the NFL has been so inconsistent.
It's not a brothel. It's not a massage parlor, but here's the thing.
Brothels are legal.
Right, but here's the thing. But the kicker that you brought up earlier, because it's sex trafficking, it's worse.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's not sex trafficking because he has no part about... This guy went in there and he paid for a woman to please him. That's it. It had nothing to
with
sex trafficking.
Stop for a second.
The parlor had everything to do with
it. Stop for a second.
If you go to a woman and pay for sex and she's been sex trafficked, you are absolutely involved in sex trafficking.
Yep. Robert Kraft or the parlor?
Both.
No, Kraft is not. Kraft is going to have nothing to do with it.
Listen, take out sex trafficking and replace it with drugs. If you buy weed, if you buy coke, you are absolutely involved in drug trafficking.
Right.
You are absolutely part of the bigger picture.
And in terms of the punishment of the league, because of the fact that when it's publicized, it's sex trafficking, Robert Kraft of the New England Patriots. So from a league perspective, that's much worse.
At the end of the day, though, is Robert Kraft going to be in any trouble regarding sex trafficking or just paying for sex illegally? He's just going to get in trouble for paying for sex illegally.
But
that's it. He's not
going to
get in trouble for anything to do with sex trafficking. So,
but perception.
No, I will tell you this though.
That's my whole point. That's the only thing I'm.
But well, you're right. The Johns usually don't get. It's like saying that a drug addict is going to go to jail for the actual trafficking of the drugs.
That was my whole point.
But that doesn't mean that it's not all connected. He's absolutely a part of the problem of sex trafficking because he's using illegal, you know, he's doing it illegally. instead of going to a brothel in Nevada or whatever.
I'm just not one to put that much blame on Robert Kraft, considering there's a lot of people that do that, and he's going to probably just get in trouble for paying for sex. He doesn't want these women to be sex trafficked.
And here's my only point.
You don't go to those massage parlors and pay for handies if you don't want women to get sex trafficked. That's the ones that are getting sex trafficked. The chicks at brothels, what was her name that we interviewed?
Alice Little.
She's not a sex. She's unfollowed not been sex
everybody.
Trafficked.
Huh? I hate that girl.
She unfollowed all of us?
She's following zero people.
That's something happened to her Twitter then. That's not her.
You think so?
Yeah, that's a glitch in the Matrix. Okay. Something happened. She either got hacked. Or something happened.
Okay, let's not
she
get too far off track on this, okay? Let's just wrap this up. But
she's
here's
got
the
a
thing.
Virus.
Here's the thing, Nick. The bigger thing to my point was, too, when you say what he's going to get punished for. By the law, he's only going to be punished for being a John. But by the league, he's going to be punished because he's brought
shame.
Shame to the league because you've brought the Patriots' name and his name as the owner indirectly with
sex trafficking. That's obvious,
though.
That's obvious. But he had nothing to do with the sex traffic part. He's not even going to get in trouble for it. He's not even going to get in trouble for it.
I assume you're right.
That's 100% right. He's not going to get any jail time or any charges
for
sex trafficking.
We don't know 100% he doesn't know about the sex trafficking. We assume he doesn't.
Okay.
But we just don't know all the details of the case.
But it doesn't matter. You're participating in illegal prostitution. And my point was earlier is that when this all came to light, I was watching TV and a lot of people were talking about this. There were specials that were being run on Vice and all that. And they were saying that some states are starting to, and that there's a push nationally to start cracking down on the Johns because without them, sex trafficking doesn't exist. So they need to be held more accountable as a contributor to sex trafficking. That was what I was trying to say. Cool. Like, he should be, his involvement does matter.
Yep. All right, so there you go. We got lots more to get to. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, or hit us up on Twitter. Back with more. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling along, almost to the midway point. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday.
I'm shaking my head. I'm SMHing.
Why?
Because we got a tweet from Joey Geiger. Yeah. He's like, guys, I looked on the ESPN 97.5 website and sports map website to enter the bracket challenge, but I couldn't find it. It's literally the first thing on the right under the header. Promotions. ESPN 97.5 bracket challenge. There's a big basketball as the picture for the post, Joey.
Come on,
I
Joey.
I really feel like, Joey, you didn't do anything. You just sent a text. Don't be lazy, Joey. Get it together. It's right there. Right above DMX.
If you weren't stealing the, if you weren't stealing the neighbor's Wi-Fi, you probably would have seen it.
That's true. That could be it.
So Nick and I were talking about this Mike Trout deal.
Uh-huh.
That is crazy money, but a lot of people are guesstimating that even though he completely surpassed and lapped Bryce Harper's deal by 100 mil, as well as Machado, that they're saying by the last couple of years of the deal that it's probably going to be a bargain.
I don't know about a bargain. What was it again? It was
12 years, $430 million.
Which is how much a year?
You had to take it that far?
Nick, 430 divided by 12.
Dude, I'm not going to be able to get that, bro.
And it's $35.83 million a year. You still think that's going to be a bargain?
I do.
In 12 years?
In 12 years? Hell yeah. When you look at what salaries are, look at those three guys alone. And you get there's still some pretty big names that are going to be coming up in free agency in the next 12 years, young and up-and-coming players, when they get off of team control. They're going to make money.
They're going to make money, but...
You ready for this?
Okay.
NBA alone. NBA alone, 2020-2021 season. Four players are going to be making over $40 million a year. Now, here's where Rockets fans are not going to be happy. Of those four players, two of them are Rockets. Number one is not a rocket. Steph Curry, 43 mil in 2021.
Okay.
Number two, Chris Paul, 41.3.
Okay.
All right. Number three,
James Harden.
Russell Westbrook, tied with James Harden.
Okay.
Both of them, 40.6.
Okay.
So with that being said, in just basketball alone, I got to believe baseball salaries, which are starting to get up there. And here's the other thing. Factor in, this dude could go down as the greatest baseball player of all time. So if he continues to produce, he's going to be late 30s at that point.
Okay. How old is he right now, first of all?
26 or 27.
He is 27.
Okay.
And it's a 12-year deal.
So he's going to be 39.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be worth $38 million at 40 years old.
You just don't know. By then, the top players in baseball may be approaching $50 million a year.
Okay.
We just don't know from the economy. Nick and I were talking about when you start getting outside revenue sources factored into so that the teams can actually afford to pay these salaries.
Just to give you an idea, the average salary goes up about 1.5 times every decade. So somebody that made $3 million in 2009 is going to make $4.5 million in 2019. So we're not talking about, I mean, so you would say that a great player like Trout, the best player on the planet at 38.5, okay, so maybe he's, you know, what did Bryce Harper get? He got 20, how much a year did he get?
It averaged out to where Machado was at 30, I think 30.
Yeah.
And Harper was more years, so less.
Harper was 26 a year, roughly. 13 years, 300, yeah, including a $20 million signing bonus. So, but his pay is like 26. But here's the thing about the Harper deal. So it goes to 2031. Those last 3 years in the deal are $22 million a year. Not 26, so it actually was going down too, because you got to figure he's going to start to decline over the next 13 years.
I.e. Albert Pujols.
Yes. And that's what I'm worried about for the Angels as well. There is no, you can't guarantee health.
Sure,
that's the only concern with all these guys. Now, I'm not suggesting that, in fact, this actually might be, like you said, a better deal at the end, because they might be overpaying a little bit right now.
It's possible, but the other thing is he's a freak of nature. So he's not everybody else.
Sure he is.
And there's the possibility that late in his career, he's still, not that he's going to be performing, putting up the same kind of numbers he's putting up now, but he might be putting up some pretty decent numbers still, because Tom Brady doesn't come along every week. Tom Brady's in his 40s and still performing at a high level.
It's different though. Here's the thing. Here's the part that you have to consider when it comes to baseball contracts. Mike Trout, as good as he is, this isn't like football and this isn't like basketball, where one guy materially affects the trajectory of the team. Without Tom Brady, the New England Patriots probably aren't what they are the last 5 years. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Even at his age.
Agree.
You've seen the Cavs and LeBron, the Rockets without James Harden aren't the same, right?
Right.
The Angels with Mike Trout haven't even been good, because they don't have the necessary players around him as well. Even if you have the best pitcher on the planet on your team, that's once every 5 days.
But that doesn't stop them from paying the one player that they do have.
I'm kind of agreeing with you, because I'm saying they're overpaying now.
Yeah.
But the concern is that at the end of this, he's going to be older and not producing what he's doing now. So the money's not going to be good there either. So that's the problem I have with it.
And you're right.
You got to pay to play. You got to pay to keep the best player on the planet. I get that. And this extends him now. He's always going to be an Angel.
Well, and obviously the team, the player has all the control.
Sure.
But you're right. The way the team can get some control back is, okay, then let's front load it. So then,
which
at
is
least,
what they did with Bryce Harper a little
so
bit.
So that's what I'm saying. So if the team was smart,
exactly,
they would absolutely mirror what.
Exactly. I would have paid him 38 now. And 30 at the end.
Yeah, so you can put a supporting cast around him.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got you.
All exactly.
Right. All right, so we've got 90 in the books. Still 90 to go. So half the show still to go. And if you want to join us, we're here. 713-780-3776. HR&P listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com. Or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of the show is upon us. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel and The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday, working on a theme for Way Back Wednesday. If you have suggestions, please feel free to fire them off our way. HRNP listener line, you can text or tweet us.
So y'all didn't like the ones that we had?
I didn't know that was confirmed as a final. I liked
confirmed.
It. But I didn't know that we decided. Did we vote?
Whatever you guys want.
It was artists that started with either E, S, P, or N.
I like that one.
Songs that you might hear in a gay bar.
Yeah.
Because of your trip.
Yeah.
You specifically, Joel.
Right. I would trip. Just put It's Raining Men on repeat.
Was that Barry's song or Joel's song?
That was my song.
I forgot about that.
It was mine.
I totally forgot about
that.
Yeah,
you played it.
Oh,
you
that's
see,
right.
You
that's
started
right.
all this aggressiveness way back
no,
then.
No, yeah. no. You didn't put that stuff on me.
Put that on me, Ricky Bobby. But somebody had a good suggestion, too. What about songs dealing with smoke or fire, given the whole Deer Park thing? I kind of like that, too.
It's not bad. See, that's why I said we haven't
decided. The roof
is
on fire,
yet.
Smoke on the water.
He's got two of the eight songs right there.
So, any of those three. I say you pick from those three.
I like the ESPN one more, but that's up to you guys.
I'm kind of with you. I'm kind of with you. Let's decide it right now.
Done.
Start
working on my list. Go ahead, Joel. You talk about whatever you need to.
Okay. So, we can wrap up.
For once, I didn't turn Barry's mic off, so.
We had talked about this a little bit before you got into the studio, and that is.
I just wanted to make one more point.
Okay.
Just because
that's where I was going
I'm
with to get us back into
this.
It, but go ahead.
I'm just passionate about this because I think a lot of people have the notion that, well, you had to do this to sign Mike Trout at $38 million a year. And I agree with that. You said it best. You would get, they would just be
annihilated
if they let Mike Trout walk.
Yep.
So you had to do it. But think about it this way. They're paying $38 now for Mike Trout. The Phillies are paying $26 now for Bryce Harper. How is there a $12 million difference between the two? I will tell you this. I think Mike Trout is a better player than Bryce Harper. Yes.
I agree.
Do you think that it is $12 million better? Does he produce $12 million more in wins and revenue? Because I will argue that Bryce Harper is a bigger star off the field than Mike Trout is.
I think I would agree with that as well.
Now, think about it this way. At the end of the deal, Bryce Harper's deal goes down in 2031. He'll be making 22, yet Mike Trout will still be making 38. So the Bryce Harper deal is still a better deal from the beginning to the end because you're basically overpaying for Mike Trout the whole way through.
Now, here's the thing that I was going to point out to you as well, because it really is. It's just... You're right. If the team is smart, they front load it. And when we talk about NBA, I talked about NBA money, and then we were talking about other sports, and we were talking about whether baseball was in the same bracket in terms of getting guys to that contract. Mm-hmm. I found this list of the 15 richest contracts in the history of sports.
Okay.
And I'm here to tell you, three-quarters of them
soccer
are baseball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So number one is obviously Trout, okay? Yep. And that was obviously just added to the list today. But when you look at the rest of them, and I'm scanning through them.
Sure.
But like five is Manny Machado, right? Okay. Four, Giancarlo Stanton, 325 for 13.
Mm-hmm.
Two is Bryce Harper. And also Canelo Alvarez. He gets in there, and as we talked about, it was that DAZN deal. The fact that he signed with DAZN as well as his fight, it's $365 million, 5 years, 11 fights.
Wow.
So he is the only one to crack the top five from baseball. Other than that, Bryce Harper's 330 and 13 is in there.
Is A-Rod's in there? Is this the top 15?
A-Rod is in there, yeah. Okay. And my computer's a little slow right now, but A-Rod is in the top 10. Harden is like 13th.
Really?
Yeah. So, and obviously more basketball is coming, but six is A-Rod's deal, which was 275 for 10. Seven, Nolan Arenado with his new deal.
Mm.
260 for eight.
Mm.
So again, you're talking all baseball and a boxer in the top eight.
Yeah. And Miggy's not far behind on that either, is he?
No, because
Miguel Cabrera?
Both A-Rod deals are in this because A-Rod's deal with the Yankees and A-Rod's deal with the Rangers both get into the top 10. And number 10 is your guy, Miggy. 247, 8 years. So
again, now look what Miguel Cabrera is doing. Yeah, look how injured he's been.
Miguel Cabrera and Albert Pujols are the exact reason why you shouldn't do this deal.
It's why you get scared to make these deals with these guys, but it's going to happen because at the time that Miguel Cabrera signed his deal, at the time that Albert Pujols signed his deal, they were at the top of their game. You know what? These guys break down.
Factor in something else because you know who he was tied with at 10?
Who?
Robbie Cano. The other thing you can't factor in is what if he dabbles in drugs?
Yeah.
Or
PEDs.
PEDs or whatever. And that becomes a distraction, a deterrent, and something goes wrong. That's another thing you can't factor in. Now, you can put a clause in it that there's no agent in America that's going to accept it.
Right.
11, Albert Pujols. 12, James Harden. But it was tied with ties. Harden was 13th.
Somebody said, you guys are so closed-minded thinking about front-loading and back-loading contracts.
No, we're actually smart business people.
They're all 100% guaranteed, so why not backload everything since money is worth way more today than it will be in 10 years? Yeah, the money is, but you've got to think about what you're paying for too.
But also,
I would rather pay $38 million for a 27-year-old Mike Trout than $38 million for a 40-year-old Mike Trout.
I got this, right? So here's your exact point. Here's the point you were making, and to whoever the idiot was that just said that. You want to be in a position of power, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's not just that you made the smart deal in locking him up, but in a position of power, if you're the Angels, you avoid signing the best player in baseball to the deal you just did and still dragging along Albert Pujols at ungodly amounts of money for low production. You want to be in a position of strength where everybody else that has a great player is paying and what. Well, to your point or whatever they said, hey, they're paying, say, 30-some million a year in that year. When you're only paying 20, now you've got $13 to $15 million of extra room to pay extra players in their prime or getting to it that can help your guy win, which brings in more money for the franchise.
Because, again, in baseball, more than any other sport, you can have the best player on the planet and it's not going to make a material difference. If that were the case, then the Angels would win the World Series every year.
The Angels would be like the Astros.
The Astros would have been making the playoffs when they were losing 100 games a year because they had Altuve, yep, one of the best players in baseball. Yep. He was here, but they weren't winning until they got the right players around him. So you pay all this money. You think the Padres are going to win the World Series because they signed Manny Machado? It's not going to happen. They don't have enough around them yet. They might make a playoff run, but even then, I don't know. What does their pitching staff look like? Did they add enough around them to make that difference?
And here's the other thing, to your point. If you're the Cincinnati Reds, you're on the list with one player, but because of the salary for that one player in a small market, you can't afford to pay anybody else. Sure. Joey Votto, $225 for 10 years, obviously an average of $25 million a year.
One of the best hitters in baseball.
It prevents you from putting anybody around him.
Yep.
David Price, 217 for 7.
That's a lot.
Finally decided to at least try and earn a scratch of it.
Yeah. I love Mike Trout. You will never hear me argue against that man's talent, abilities, the fact that he's the best baseball player on the planet. That is just handy. He is the LeBron James of baseball.
He is.
But you can't, there's some people will look at that and go, there's no amount of money that you could overpay for Mike Trout. Bull, it's $38 million a year right now and when he's 40.
And what we are missing here, too, is he may go down as the greatest baseball player in the history of
well
the
could
game.
Be. He very well could be.
Because you're right. He's on that LeBron James
And he
track.
Also may go down as the greatest baseball player in the world and never win a championship.
It's true.
Because they may not put enough around him.
There you go.
They haven't thus far.
There you go. We're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HR&P listen line. You can call, you can text, you can tweet. And by the way, ESPN975.com, if you want to get in on our bracket challenge, we're going to keep promoting that because we want as many people as possible to get in on those 97.5 prizes or 98 people are going to win. So tune into that as well. We'll be back with more right here on ESPN975.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on the Usual Suspects. Got an idea for you. It may be something that you could turn into a date night. Okay?
Okay.
So you know that as part of Gal Media, we are associated with Culture Map. Culture Map is the place to go when you're looking for recommendations for restaurants, food and drink, things like that. Well, once a year, they do a little tastemakers event. And we've got a deal for you if you jump on it right now, because next Wednesday, March the 27th, the event is from 6 to 10 p.m., the Tastemakers. And there's a VIP admission an hour earlier at 6 p.m., which means you get in before everybody else, and you get all kinds of great amenities, which includes that early admission. You get first tastings of all the food by the nominated restaurants. You get valet, a dedicated VIP bar, and an elevated food pairing experience, which is when you pair the food with the bevs. And you know that the bevs are going to be good. So right now, if you buy your tickets early, $60 regular admission. If you buy between now and next Tuesday, and here's what you can expect. You get a swanky tasting experience. You get the sample bites from all the nominated restaurants. You get the event concluding with an award ceremony with awards such as Top New Restaurant, Best Bar of the Year, Brewery. And, you know, there's going to be samples of all these things. And your tickets to the event include free tasting of all the foods, three premium drink tickets, and the valet. So you can VIP or just regular admission, but just $60. So check it out. CultureMap.com to purchase tickets, and you can be a part of that great event next Wednesday.
Do it.
I mean, seriously, with what you're going to pay at a restaurant when you think about valet and drinks and everything else. So for $120 for a couple, you clean up.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
It is a good deal.
So no doubt about it.
I was looking at contracts, and I pulled up Albert Pujols' contract that he has remaining with the Angels. Mm-hmm. He's got 3 years left that they're going to be paying him $28, $29, and $30 million.
And right now, he's not even playing.
He
went under the knife for his knee.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
So
I don't think he's even playing right now.
To illustrate the point about the contracts, when he left the Cardinals, he was making $16 million, and then, of course, he signed the deal with the Angels, right?
Right.
Since then, how many World Series have the Los Angeles Angels played in?
Ask that again?
None.
Yeah, none.
The Anaheim / Los Angeles Angels have not played in a World Series since they got Albert Pujols in 2012. However, the Cardinals went to the World Series in 2013. They didn't win, but guess what? They still went. So it goes back to the point that you can have the best player and you can pay the most money for them. It's a whole different thing. Like with a quarterback, a quarterback can make or break your franchise.
Sure.
A star can make or break your franchise in the NBA, but I was curious because I was like, well, you know, they did try to get some, they did try to build between Trout and Pujols. Think about that. You had both Trout and Pujols on the same team for how long now, and they've never made a World Series.
Yeah. And if you're the Cardinals, you dodged a bullet. As much as you want to believe in all of the history that goes with a player that spends his whole career with one franchise.
Exactly.
At some point, as everybody keeps reminding us more and more in professional sports, it's a business. And as much as that pressure normally is on the player, because he says it's a business, so I'm going to get paid, so I go to whatever team is going to pay me the most money, it's also a business from a franchise standpoint. If you want to be a smart franchise, you know when to cut the cord.
Yeah. I mean, the Cardinals made the World Series and won it in 2011 with Pujols, and then made it again in 2013 without him. It's just crazy, man. It's baseball is such a weird sport like that. Even with an ace. I mean, you think about that. Most teams have an ace. Most teams have a pitcher that is legitimately one of the best 30 pitchers on the planet.
Well, the Padres don't because they got Manny Machado. So
But I say most. And it still doesn't guarantee you. You got to have a back end. I mean, if you don't have a legitimate closer, if you don't have a guy that can hit for power, if you don't have defensive specialists, I mean, there's a lot that goes into a baseball
team. Sure, there
is. And when you're Anaheim, I was telling you off air, they didn't even make as much as the Braves did last year in revenue.
The
Anaheim Angels had less revenue than the Braves did, but they're out here just throwing stupid money around. So,
because you know that you have to compete with the other teams in the league, or you're just going to be thrown on the wayside and laughed at. And if they let the best player in the game, and arguably could go down as one of the best of all time, just walk away, then wherever they are now, you can only imagine how far they would fall once he left town.
Yeah.
And speaking of what you're talking about, by the way, the Padres have gotten talks stirred back up with the Cleveland Indians, inquiring about Corey Kluber and Trevor Bauer. And
there
the Indians
go.
Are listening. They're talking. So there's your point that from a Padres perspective, we all said, look, they spent all their coin to get Manny, and now they don't have
any
pitching.
Something.
Now they're trying to get pitching.
Well, that's good to know.
So they're trying to compete. So there you have it. All right, you want to take this before
Let's
we
do
get
it.
To...
Let's do
Joey
it.
Joey wants to get in here on Mike Trout. Joey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Quick question, and I'm going to let y'all take it from there. Do y'all think that LBJ and Bryce Harper, did they ruin their team's opportunities on getting AD and Trout and the free agency coming up whenever they went public about, you know, that they were going to try to recruit them? And I'll hang up and let y'all talk.
It's an interesting question.
I think it's two separate situations.
Okay. What do you mean?
So I think it's two separate situations because in the case of Bryce Harper, it was all Bryce Harper. In the case of the LeBron James and Anthony Davis situation, there's more factors involved. There's agents involved. There's two general managers involved. There's basketball operations people. So LeBron may have never said a word. He just came out and said, would you like to – when they asked him a question, would you like to play with him? Sure. But the agents, as we've all talked about, they're dropping things to the media. Because, you know, remember, we're in this back and forth now. Jeannie Buss says, we never said a word. And so, you know, it's our players that paid the price. But then New Orleans is saying, we never picked up the phone. So you tell me who's dropping it. And I've told you guys about how teams will go to the agents or the agents know because their player is involved. And they want to use it as a bargaining tool. So they want the public to run with this angle, which will get them more money. So they'll put it out there, whether it's true or not, to try and use it as bargaining power. In the terms of baseball, that was just Bryce being Bryce Harper. He was just putting it out
there. Just talking. I did find it, you know, you bring all that up. Did you see LeBron's discussion with the media a day or two ago when they asked him about the teams when they played the Knicks and lost?
Yeah.
And he was like, we're no different than the Knicks. I mean, if you look at our records, we're both not going to make the playoffs. He was like, we're going to have to, like, this is a franchise that takes care of its players. And then in the offseason, he said, I'm not going to name any names, but we'll add players and they should want, you know. So it was funny that he was like, because every time I bring up names, it turns out to be a bad thing.
There was a lot that came out of that game, too. He was scrutinized for where he sat on the bench.
Yeah.
And then he was called out by Clyde Frazier because he said he wasn't living up to being the king.
Some dumbass. I don't even know who it was. Oh, it was your boy Nick Wright.
My boy. Okay.
Is it Nick's boy? Your boy?
No.
I don't even know.
The old 6'10 guy.
No, I know exactly who he is.
Him. Yeah, yeah. I know who he is.
I'm saying it because I hope you're saying it sarcastically because he ain't my boy.
I don't know if this was tongue in cheek or not, but he had tweeted out that he was like, LeBron got it. Remember, he got a shot blocked at the end of that Knicks game.
Yep.
And he said he did it on purpose. So they're trying to lose to get a draft pick.
Biggest LeBron James.
Is he really?
In the world.
Like Nuthugger?
God. He will take any argument at any time about LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan, greatest player of all time. Anytime LeBron does anything, Nick Wright is tweeting about it five times.
Wow.
Yeah, he is the biggest blowhard for LeBron.
I mean, I think, because isn't there studios based in
Fox? I think so.
In L.A.
That's the only, like, assumption I can make about it. It's a good time to do it is to... Because despite them being a national show, they're still based in LA.
But that was a rookie that blocked a shot. I don't even know the damn kid's name. You're going to tell me that the best player on the planet is going to intentionally get his block shot by a rookie to lose the game?
Bad look.
I'm not buying that.
I'm not buying it.
And you sound like an idiot by just saying it.
Here's the other thing you guys got to consider, though. It's going to be interesting if LeBron isn't able to pull what he thinks he's going to pull. Because so many teams have money. And so many teams want to load up with multiple max players, and so many guys are looking at it and going, I want to be in LA, but I don't want to pay. I want to play with LeBron James when he was in his prime. I don't want to play with LeBron James in his 16th, 17th, 18th year as he gets older.
Right.
And I also, maybe I don't want to share the spotlight that much. All I got to look at is right next door in the same building and know the Clippers can get 2 to 3 players. We don't have to deal with LeBron on the downside, and we could be the team that dethrones the Lakers and become a bigger deal in L.A.
We can answer it on the other side, but do you think that those max contract players want to play for Doc Rivers? We'll think about that. Also think about this. Vortex is Houston's first and only multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Vortex is one of the best places in the city of Houston to work out. Hands down, bar none. You guys have heard Trey on this show talk boxing. He's also the guy that teaches boxing. So you've got guys that know the sport that are teaching you how to work out. They're showing you legitimate ways to throw punches, but you're losing a ton of weight at the same time. And this is a 45-minute workout, so it's a full-body 45-minute workout. It's a great workout. You're going to be exhausted, but you're going to feel great. Every time I leave a Vortex workout, I'm smiling. I'm exhausted, but I'm smiling because it's fun, and I know I just really worked out. And it's full body, like I said, so don't think you're going to go in there and just work your shoulders or do the spin class and just work your legs. It is an absolute beast of a workout, whether you're doing boxing or the spin classes. And you don't even need to take equipment. They've got the boxing gloves. They've got the shoes for the spin classes. It's all there for you. You just show up to 1707 West Gray and be ready to work out and get in shape. They'll handle everything else. They've got a special right now, $40 for unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. Take advantage of that. For $40, you take as many classes as you want for a week, and then you can figure out what plan is going to work best for you going forward. Check them out. You can call them 281-501-3094, but I recommend you go online because you can see the classes, you can see the trainers, you can sign up, you can take care of everything and even schedule your first class at their website. It's called VortexTexas.com, VortexTexas.com. When you go in, tell them Barry says hello.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.